Hello, you guys. I'm so glad to be back on again. Like I said in my previous video, we are assume the position on day number four. If you're watching me for the very first time in 2019, I heard the Holy Spirit say, "What if there are no new words?" And that God wants you to finish what you started. And this is what he said to me. He said, "This is the year my people finish what they have started, and I'm going to release a finisher's anointing so that they will be supernaturally empowered to get things done. You will be positioned to cross over and enter into the land that the Lord has promised you." But the Lord's question to you is, what do you have in your hand? Do you have a business? Do you have a book? Do you have an idea? What is it? Because Satan's assignment is to make sure that your baby dies inside of you. And Isaiah 66, 9 says, "Do I bring you to the moment of birth and not give you delivery, says the Lord? Do I close up the womb when I bring to delivery, says your God?" This is the year that you deliver. When we started this in 2019, I was not fully equipped to understand what God was putting on my plate and not understand what my clear message was to God's people, because revelation is progressively revealed. And so God has laid it on my heart in 2023 that we need to position ourselves for 2024. One of the things the Lord has been sharing with me prophetically, we are watching our economy just begin to crash and do things that it's never done before. But the Lord said that we're going back to a marketplace economy. So what is a marketplace economy? It's an economy where we're not buying from big box stores. We are buying from each other. John has some apples, I have some eggs. So me and John are going to go trade. So because I need apples and he needs eggs. And so we're going back to a marketplace economy, and these big box stores are going to continue to close down. So I want to encourage you that if you are struggling with your finances, that God has a plan for you. Make sure that you are giving to a ministry that you trust and that you have seed in the ground, because I'm always making sure that I have seed in the ground. But today is day number four, and the title of the book chapter, I'm sorry, is called Mindset is Everything, because Satan is trying to steal your mind, but God wants you at peace. I heard Joyce Meyer say that peace is like an umpire. It tells you what's safe or what's out. It means nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking. I don't care what your situation or your circumstance looks like. You have everything you need to advance, recover, and move forward. Psychological warfare is a deadly assault which can mortally wound its opponents. Satan is a master at assaulting your mind. Someone said there's like 10,000 thoughts that go through your mind on a daily basis. So you have to be, it's like the movies we see where the superhero is fighting off, he's fighting off all these arrows that are flying in their direction. That's how it is in the spirit. We are constantly, or should be constantly, casting down thoughts that are not in agreement with what God said in His Word, that are not in agreement with God said about you, because this is the year that you are going to heal completely. So what is a stronghold? So 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 8 says this: "The weapons of our warfare are not the weapons of the world." So you can't go to the world system. Doesn't matter how many videos you watch on how to fix this, how to fix that. God wants you to learn how to battle and be strategic in warfare. It says, "We tear down," this is Paul talking to the Corinthian church, "we tear down arguments and every presumption set up against the knowledge of God. And we pull every thought into captivity." And it says, "We pull it into the obedience of Christ so that we will be ready to punish every act of disobedience." So what is a stronghold? Many times we've heard that a stronghold is a demon. A stronghold is not a demonic spirit. You cannot cast out a stronghold. You cannot be delivered from a stronghold. The word stronghold is only used twice in the Bible, especially only once in the New Testament. And one of the very first scriptures that the Lord gave me is in Nahum 1:7. Never forget it. It was over 40 years ago. The scripture he gave me is that the Lord is a stronghold in the day of trouble. So what does that mean? Is that the stronghold is a place of fortification. And so the Lord was teaching me very early on in my Christian walk, how to renew my mind and capture my thoughts and pull them into subjection to the word of God. So the word stronghold actually means this. The reason you can't cast it out is because, again, it's not a spirit. It is a reasoning or a thought pattern or thought process. And usually our negative thought processes, they happen in childhood. They happen when we're very young and we don't know that we need to pull them into captivity. Like, I'm never going to make it. I'm never going to get married. I'm never going to have a child. Whatever it is, whatever the lie the enemy has told you, it's something, and it doesn't become a stronghold till you keep repeating it over and over again. Because the Bible says that you will have whatever you say. It's reasoning, thinking, a conception, a device. It's the one of the translations says it's the bottom line. It's what you've agreed to come into agreement with. It reflects someone's values. It's a calculated argument. It's thoughts. And it's a thought that is hostile to the Christian faith. So a stronghold is a mental disposition or thought process that is hostile to your purpose and your destiny. It's a lie that the enemy has told you or that someone has told you that you believe about yourself. A stronghold is a faulty thinking pattern based on lies fueled by deception. Let me say that again. A stronghold. We're going to truncate this definition. A stronghold is a faulty thinking pattern based on lies and fueled by deception. The enemy is a master of deception. The Bible says he was a deceiver from the beginning. And I looked up that word deception, and it comes from the Greek word or the Hebrew word planeo. We get our English word planet. And what does a planet do? A planet is considered a wandering body. It's in orbit all the time. It just keeps going in the same direction, the same orbit. So when the enemy deceives you, you are stuck in what's called a rut, and you just begin to wander. You say things that you shouldn't say. You believe things that you shouldn't believe. But I decree in the Holy Spirit that God is breaking that negative pattern in your life. And you are going, if you're watching me right now, you are going to be everything that God has called you to be. And I heard a prophet say this many years ago. He said, because when the enemy has attacked you with a stronghold, then he has also attacked your voice, because you're going to say what you believe. People say what they think. People say what they believe. So I heard a prophet say, you don't interrupt a thought with a thought. You interrupt a thought with a declaration that counterattacks the lie of the enemy. So again, say this again, because this is important. This is right where, if you don't even watch the rest of this video, this is right where you get free. If you have been believing something about yourself, your family, your children, your marriage, your business, your life, that is not true. That is a faulty thinking pattern that God wants to disrupt in your life today. Because 2024 will be the best year of your life if you anchor yourself into the things of God, into the plans and the purposes that God has already established in you from the time that you were born. So you don't interrupt a thought with a thought. You interrupt a thought with declarations that counterattack the lie of the enemy. So what is deception? So again, deception, I want to read this. It is one of the primary weapons of the enemy, because it is the building block of a stronghold. We have to understand that as Christians and as believers, the enemy does not have authority over us. He can't just attack us at will. He can't just hinder our lives. He can't hurt us. He can't make us sick. The enemy is always looking for an opening, because he needs legal right to hinder, destroy, and alter God's path in your life. So he's looking for a sin. He's looking for words and declarations that allow him to create an opening in your life. He's looking for wounds or trauma, unforgiveness, bitterness. He is always looking for an opening. And the Bible says that we are in the secret place of the Most High. So how can somebody find you if you are in secret? you have to make yourself known in order for the enemy to attack you. So I want to encourage you that this month, just really begin to ask the Holy Spirit, what lies am I believing about myself? And you're going to get some words that are going to counterattack those lies. So what is, again, what is the root of strongholds? Some strongholds are just absolutely generational. Nana said this, great grandma said that, my daddy said this, my mama said this. They are generational. They are things that we learn or that are already in our bloodline that we don't know about. The next root of a stronghold is broken relationships, situationals, a divorce. You and your children are at odds. And I decree that God is healing the relationship between husbands and wives and the relationship between parents and children, especially mothers and sons. This is a sidebar, but I feel like the Holy Spirit's moving me in this direction for a second. One of the deepest wounds in our nation right now is a mother wound. And I decree that if you are a woman and you are a mother and you have children, that whatever's going on in the lives of you and your children, that God is healing that relationship. The next way a stronghold forms is through ignorance. You just don't know. You don't know that you have dominion or authority in this area. You don't know what the word of God says about this or says about that. That's why it's so important to be a student of the word. That's why it's so important to listen to the word of God on a consistent basis. Read your Bible, have devotionals. One of my favorite devotionals is called Streams in the Desert. I've been reading that devotional for over 20 years. The next way a stronghold develops is through false teaching. If you are in a bad church, if you are in a church or a ministry that is not teaching the word of God, I'm telling you to get out right now, because the enemy can destroy your life with things that are not true. And if you are sitting or coming in agreement with a word that's not true, then you are going to accept it as it is the truth. The last thing is through childhood trauma. There are things that happen to us when we are children that we have no control over. But God is a healer. I heard a psychologist say that the Bible was written on the backdrop of trauma. If we look at the life of Joseph was traumatized. He was sold off to slavery. His brothers hated him. They put him in a pit. He was in jail many times. He was falsely accused, but he rose through the ranks, and he became a very powerful figure. So I decree that it doesn't matter how you started, it matters how you finish, and that God has a plan for your life. And I want to pray for you right now. I want to pray for those that are watching me, those that follow me, because I believe that this is the year and the hour and the day of your breakthrough. I don't care how long you've been dealing with something, you don't have to stay there, that the gates are open. The Bible says that as Paul and Silas began to praise God, that the gates opened on their own accord, that praise is a weapon. Forgiveness is a weapon. Declaring the word is a weapon, because you're unleashing angels to be able to assist you in the plans and purposes for your life. So Father, I just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your son. I thank you for your daughter. And I decree that this is the year that the prison gates will open, that they will no longer be tormented in their mind. I come against demonic visitations. I come against negative people, negative things that people have spoken about them. I decree crop failure on the words that have been spoken about you. If God didn't say it, it's not true. And I decree right now that they are saying about themselves what you say about them. And Father, I thank you for the healing. You said there in your word, is there no balm in Gilead? I decree that the balm of Gilead is healing every wound that has hindered your people right now, Lord God. And I command the peace of God to come over them, their hearts, their minds, their spirits, their homes, their relationships, Lord God. And I decree right now, I want you to say after me that I have the victory, because I decree that the victory is yours. And I want you to remember, if you don't remember anything else about this video, I want you to understand that a stronghold is a faulty thinking pattern, and you break a stronghold, which is a lie of the enemy, you break it by the truth of God's word. So get some scriptures that come against the lies that the enemy is telling about you. So God bless you. And as always, I love you. And this is day number 4. And be on the lookout for day number 5.